Shush Rabbi Mari. Chazaro. Go to the Shogar, Taz, Moravram, Mishnah Brua, Be'alach, and Sha'atiyan. And today we're going to focus on the end of Simon Shin Ches and Simon Shin Yod. And Simon Shin Ches, if Memhei discusses, says the Mechab, that a person cannot play with a ball on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Brua, whether the ball is made out of paper or wood makes no difference. The reason why the Mechab is coming to answer, he has no shame kli upon it. Because if something is made to play with has no chashivas, and therefore has a gedder like being a rock, that's mukta machmas gufay. Atzad Hashem nikamu v'amor, it says yish matirim v'nogl lahogl. The next thing Michael explains to Mishmur what's atzad to be Michael. Since it's made that way, miyachid that way, just like we have a case in Sif Chabez, any rock miyachid for something, but also it's miyachid to do something to play with it. However, the Mishmur says two limitations. Number one, the issue is that a person cannot play the ball in a shisur rabbin. Even in the case of a caramelist, even less than Dalamis, that go outside Dalamis, like I'm going to get to Yom Tov, this does not apply. Number two, he says, this heter only applies to a person not playing on the ground. When it's a case upon the ground, every degree is an iser of the halacha and simon shalam and ches, ashrei gumois. Therefore, to play kugelach, play soccer, anything that needs the ground, a person cannot go play on Shabbos. I receive to keep quiet, not tell anybody. Says the words of the Mishnah Brua, Motiv Sheshagim Alti Mezidim, Betzim, those are the words that are Amoth, and we don't tell people not to play because they won't listen anyway. The Mogavam does bring down the Shach that says that even though Tresis is Matris, he's only Matri to get the Sugya of Yod to play with the ball. The reason we tell the Sugya we touch your Hotra, not negate the Sugya of Shabbos. The Mogavam nicely disagrees, he says that the idea of Mitarich does not apply to negate the Sugya of Muksa, only applies to negate the Sugya of Eitzah. And forget, we see the Sugya of Muksa has been more machman yotiv than the Sugya of Shabbos. He does bring down the Yamshu Shlem that says that true that the minik he makel, but medina it's ulcer. It might be the minik he makel, but the mice it's ulcer. So we have a shell of what to go to, but you have to always realize there's always a shkofa aspect. The Yisaisa does bring down that the fact that it was a Tor Shimon was chorav, and one reason it's brought down because they played with the ball in Shabbos, but that's not the correct hanogo. The Mishibur in Hilchos Yom Tov Tovkov Yud Ches, it brings down a mashal, says it's tmiya that people apply ball on Shabbos, it's in it that only children go do, it's not nichol and getter of Simchos Yom Tov, says true on Nachlehem, lemais it's a minig ro, it's in nichol and getter of schoik b'kal srosh, the one that's incorrect thing to go do. I mean, whether we have machlik is what to go do or not, the minig might be to be meikol, but certainly not people who are getting them, we don't go do this on Shabbos. Sip involved in discussing in case when you have these seeds of a silkworm, you want to put underneath your armpits over here. It says in Mechaber, it's also for two reasons. One, it's on the sugar of total. We point out the total begufa that's normal, lemais it's also. The second reason, because it's mother chaymai, and it causes it to go hatch. Explains to Mishnah Brua that even though it's ain't miskavin, but since it's a psik ratio of a person that causes it to go hatch, therefore nichol negeda melech no Shabbos, and therefore it's also on Shabbos. Sipim Zayin is a case of a beged made of shatness. That means Pashas means whether it's Shatnas or you did not check it yet, also have a look and get the Sugya of Shatnas. The Mechab has two Shitos, Yesh Oysrim and Yesh Matirim. The Mishabur says the Iker is like the Yesh Oysrim. Now the question is what exactly is the Oysrim Aser over here? Come with Makavama has two Shitos. He first starts off with the Yamshu Shlomo. The Oysrim over here are saying it's not a Klish Shemach Leheter, we can mach me call it Klish Shemach Leisr. Why is the Isr not Kufay? It does have a use, you can put it on the floor, put it on an animal, it can be a Kli over here. David Klish Shemach Lisser. Atzad Hashem, Magavam Yizan Lagud, he said, no, it sounds like since it's not a finished product yet, it's like something on a conveyor belt, Loch is Nichol Geder of Muxa Machmas Kufay. It's a rack over here. And since it has no use, a person cannot wear it over here. Therefore, it's Evan. David comes out, we're going to pass the Lachumah like the first Shito, according to the Mishnah, pass like the second mile of like that Gudo, it comes out, the Begdad Shatness and Shabbos is Muxa Machmas Kufay. The tzad of the material is circle of circuit demolish. It's something outside factors blocking your wiggum instead of halacha. Not instead of begging shavuot. Sifim ches is halacha. The person has a manifo, basically a fly swatter that he wants to shoo away bugs. Says the mechaber lotion is it's mutter to go use it on Shabbos. A bat not to go kill, but to shoo away the bugs. The mice it's mutter. Even though the mechaber says mutter, explains the mishnah brua means it's kli shemalach the iser. The chodim say where's the iser here? Shooing away bugs is not an iser. Who the issue is, it's made to kill, and here you're using it to shoot away, but that's why it's mutlat sar kufa, even though it's made to kill. Come on, Mechabin says over here, but a sipim test, you have this room over here, and for the karka, you're allowed to use a brew on Shabbos. So Beth Machloik is the Simon Shilam and Zayin. The Machaba holds a brew on Shabbos and Mokum Rutzov would not be Geyser Otter in Rutzov. Therefore, the Shitas over here, he says, it's Mutter to Metaltel. Now, it says over here the words Mutter to Metaltel, the point that you have to realize, when the Halach by Shabbos, it says the words Mutter. The Machloik is what it meant to make Kli Isser Kli Hatter. But the case of Nifa says, the Halach says Mutter, and they were called Kli Isser. Here it says the words mutter, and here we call it kli hetas, explains the Mishabura. That means the word mutter has three different options of what it means. It says the Mishabura, but this whole halacha was saying it's mutter when the machab by sweeping, it's only him with shitasai. But if you look at Simon Shalom and Zayin, come over there, there are more paskins that will give Gleizim roots of otter any roots of. A person cannot sweep on Shabbos, if you cannot sweep on Shabbos, the kama alalacha maiso, that a boom maiso is mukhs on Shabbos. They point out, even though the Mishabura did not say it over here, the way a paskin shulam zayin with kolay im rutzav, like we have the whole entire city is tiled over here. Therefore, we are allowed to sweep on Shabbos. Once the last sweep, we get to our rooms, then this is the category of klishim malakay leheter. Sifnun is you have these sifrei chachmos, the question can be tackled on Shabbos. So again, you have to go back to the source to see are you allowed to read in general on Shabbos. That means simon zayin sif yud zayin the mchaber being zayin machlekes v'rashba v'sarambam. The Rashba holds Sifrei Chochmas, mathematic books, science books, you're allowed to read on Shabbos. Masha Enking, the Rambam holds only Torah you're allowed to read, and not these other books. Building upon that now, they get to Sugya and Muksa. Come on the Mechab over here, and he says, therefore, the Halach is a person that is, according to the Rashba, you're allowed to read Sifrei Chochmas, and also you're allowed to read a look, Metatl, Istarolov. Rambam, let me talk to this thing over here, just clear over here. Vashenko the Rambam that says a person cannot read it, or Chora, who didn't even have a question, if you're not being metaltal it. Maisa, this type of clear over here, the person looks to look at the stars, to either calculate the stars, to see the stars over here. Come on, Shimon Paskin, sign the gate to Sifrei Chochmas, on this clear. He says, first of all, number one, he looks to talk to Eka Paskin, the Loch is likely Rashbo. You let him read on Shabbos, you let him use the clear, therefore, you let him metaltal. Why does Mamshech have been on the green sheet and said, even in the Rambam, we said a person cannot read Sefer Chochmas, but self at the end day, the Maisa is not Muksa. And since it's not Muksa, the Maisa is only allowed in the Tautal. Therefore, the Mishnah was passing, you allow the Tautal number one, the Ikka Loch, like the Rashba, and number two, even the Rambam who agrees in this situation. What's the Sefer Chochmas? He says you can't read it, but you're allowed to Tautal it. It doesn't explain. And he gets even worse because the Mishnah over there says all charges that a person cannot read. He says as muksa, and I'm not sure. Sifton Aleph, you have these different kelim that tell the time. From the Muhammad says whether it's a kli made of chayil, whether it's a minacher, he has a question if you're not talking or not. Where the Mishnah explains what's a kli made of chayil, basically this hourglass. You have two sections to it. It drops from one section to another section. You have these lines over here telling you when the time comes out. And the Minacher, the Mishmur says, basically a sundial. Basically, you have these kli on the floor, you move from place to place, you calculate based upon the shade over here with the sun, what time it is exactly. These things, what's the time to answer it? What's the suffix in the Mechaber? He said, since you're counting, and the Loch and Sim Shinvav is a person who cannot do Medidah on Shabbos, Ellen came to Mokka Mitzvah. He says, since these things are counting, whether the sand is counting, or the shade is counting, they have to get a kli shimlak lisser. And this kli shimlak lisser, the loch is in mutter only to have goof mekoimai, have mechamu itzel, is also, as a getter being mukhs over here. That's a sophic. Coming to Ramon, he said, we paskin kvar poshka minig la'asr. The man said, we are going to asr it. We paskin it's also. If so, coming to Mishmur Nishkosu, what about our clocks and our watches? So Mishmur basically comes out with three different cases. Number one, he said that if you have a pack watch, l'chur hudin, our watch, we wear in the hand, that he said, the loch is kli shimlak to the heter. Panam iris, shara chrenim. Masha Enkin, he said, you have a case, a clock on the wall. That in what time is osla tautal? Now, it's not because osla tautal is a kli shimlak to iser, but muksamach maskufoi. The chrenim seem to understand Mishmur what he means, is muksamach maskufoi. Atzad Ashlishi, says the Mishabura, if you have this type of clock that's in a box on the ground over here, which they call a grandfather clock, this is the category of kli shimlak to iser, what? A Zayda clock, a grandfather clock, right? Yiddish or English. Yeah, so we have these things in the box on the floor. Come on, what she says, it's nichol category kli shimlak to iser, therefore it's a goof mekoyim, you're allowed to move, otherwise you cannot move it. Sifna Beis is a case where an object that for one person would be muksa for him, another person would not be muksa. The question I had to look upon it. So basically there are three cases over here. There's one case where this object is a shvacha object and it's owned by the usher for him, maisa, it's grua, and he would not use it on Shabbos. It says in Machaber, something is muksa to the usher. Vivar, the oni was also muksa. Now, Kamal Machon says, what does that mean the oni is muksa? Does it mean the oni that's in the person's house? Or any oni? Kamal Mishigua, Apina Taza Machavon means any oni. Since the Bala Chifetz is the usher, for him it's as if it's in the garbage, it's mamash muksa. Whether the oni is in the house or not, the mice will not make a difference. For him it's also muksa. Not like the Bach, not like the Shulda Givarim. Asana Shedi Faket, let's say the baggage is owned by the oni. That means the baggage is less than 3x3 Tvachim, but more than 3x3 Etzbois. By the oni, the mice is Choshev over here. What's the Lachan Negate to an usher? It says in Mechaber, it's not muksa for the usher. But here, Kamlum Mishmu and the Taz of Mechalk, where is this usher? It says, if the usher is in the bias of the oni, therefore it's Nigru Ach of the oni, therefore the mice will not be muksa to him. However, if the usher is in the street, he and Maisa Mekasa Das with things of less than 3x3 Tvachim, and over here, the Maisa will be muksa for him. A gum is not muksa for the Balachim, it's the oni over here.
In the
street. But no person working around, whatever.
Is he living in the street or is he in the
building? No. He's not tough with the Balabas.
Is he my bias?
Yes.
Where he is.
No, yeah. Means he's not nigger, not living in the Balabas, not living in the house of the oni. He's not nigger actually oni. Al-Tzadah Shlishi. These two cases we're discussing where the beggar itself is grua. But let's say the beggar of mice is wonderful. The object is terrific. Except there's an issue over here. The Morris case is when Isha makes a neder on a kicker, a loaf of bread is terrific. Except she over here made the Isser upon herself. Kamun Tasis, brought down by the Taz, Mokavah, Mishnah Grua, and Machalik. If she's only answering it to herself, and look, since it's a wonderful chavitz, for everyone's mutter, and only everyone's not muksa, even for she herself, the mice is not muksa. It's a wonderful clear over here. Masha Enking, in the case where she asks to everybody, this neder on a kicker that she owns, so no one can eat over here. It was muksa to everybody. Simish Yud, the sugya of bosses over here. Mechavah starts off the sugya of muksa machmas mias. Basically, you have this piece of wood over here, they hang fish on top of it, and like I said, it's disgusting. Come on, Mechavah says, since machlik sebhudu of b'shimin, we pass like a b'shimin, negate the sugya, therefore it's not muksa. Explains the b'shibu on the taz, basically, even though this thing over here reads a mias, inside the air, has a bad smell over here. And then Echnami called to Behudu Bimokso, we paskin the cool over here. Now, what does it mean we paskin the cool? The Bialacha brings down the Suffolk. Does it mean it's more to only the Tzarkuk Mechamri, but not Mechamri itself? Does it also more to Mitzah the Sigur Mechamri itself? Over here, Blab Shur, Blab Zan the Suffolk, and over here, he brings down Machlik, he's showing him about it. Now, once we have this Machlik, the Shimon and Behudu, and again, to Mokso Machmas Mias, Kamung the Beisesiv, the Taz, the Mishnah Brua, it discusses when is the situation that Machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda or Paskalik of Shimon. When is Machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda or Paskalik of Yehuda? And when do Shimon and Meister agree? So we have to go through these three aspects over here. So number one, when is Machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda? Off the page, we have 10 different times. What's said over here by us at the beginning of the sermon, there are four cases. One is Muksa Machmas Mias, that's Machaber, we Paskalik of Shimon, it's Mutter, that's Sephala. So it bases the case with Dach Midayim. But Mice is still Chazi. Again, the Gemara is Machlekes, and Sipay is being passed like Shimon, that even though you're Darchim, you died, but since it's Chazi, the Mice is not Mukso. But there are Machlekes we have over here. In the case of Miki Deskatsoi, do we say Yeshu Mitzapa not? According to Shimon, we'll say Yeshu Mitzapa, there is no Miki Deskatsoi. Mash Enkin according to Yehuda. And over here, in Sipay, the Tazmi Exam, we pass him Miki Deskatsoi, Mash Mosh is like Yehuda, not like Shimon. A fourth Machlekes in the Simon over here, according to Machaber, is Mita Shemiach Lamois. The Gemara says the Mais is Mukso. The Machaber Paskin is not Mukso, not the Ramah, but the Machaber, because he understands Machlik Yom Shimon and Yehuda, he passed like Yom Shimon. Those are cases where there is a Machlikis. The case over here where Yom Shimon agrees, off the page are like 13 times, but what it says over here in the Simon are 8 times. He agreed, we'll get to it. That's going to be the case he's minded to. That means we have, first, the group with the Machlikis.
Number two, you have
Chazi Bachilo. Dachi Bachazi. Next group is when Shimon Maaseh agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, the Maaseh is a case of Muksa. The first case, Mishmur Begzansa Kon Beis, a look of it looks to Machmaskufoy, has no get of Kli, the Makar for that, the Klar from Dovamelch and Shlomo. Shlomo said Dovamelch was mace, that nothing to do with Shubin and of Yudo. So we see the idea that it's not Chosi and Mul Shabbos, as a get of Iraq, and therefore it's Mukso. The second case, the Gemara's case of Grodi for Tzimuchim, since you have two things over here, number one is Dachbi Italian, and number two is Nachazi, therefore even Meshimon agrees, and therefore Mechabal Maitz is Machmen Sebeis. A third case, the Gemara Kuchov Gimel, Kuchov Yon Zayin, Mukhtar Machmen Chesar and Kis, again the Meshimon agrees to this side over here, and therefore Kalmung, the Alok is Mukhtar Machmen Skufay. The fourth case is by Kishim Lachle in the Isser, that we have a trace in Daf Lam Avod that says that Meshimon agrees it's also Mechabal itself. Therefore, the Taz brings down over here that even according to Rav Shimon, it's also Mechamel Tzel, a Gamut Motor Sarkufim Mekonui. A fifth case, the Beis Yisrael brings down the Mishnah over here, when you have a case of Christ over here, when you have a case of a Kli Moli Shemin, and this Kli over here is a Kli Kodal, and you're not Yoshi Matzapo, it's a Kor with massive amount of oil, that Shish is a massive amount of oil. Since over here, not Yoshi Matzapo, even if Shimon agrees, we get this Katsoi. I mean, even though it does go out, but this is not Yoshi Matzapo, therefore that case will be mukhtar over here. A sixth case of Beis Yisrael brings down Meshabrua, Sekon Gimel, where something is Mechubar Ma'od Yoyim, a Gamma Great took it off. Even if Shimon agrees over here, the mukhtar stays around. Mikinus Katsoi. A seventh case is Mechutz Sezer, even though it was caught on Shabbos, again if Shimon agrees over here. And the eighth case is the Gate of Sugo Bosses, when the Bosses is still on top of the Heter. I mean, the Heter is on top of it. When it comes off, it's Mikinus Katsoi. But when it does not come off, it's still there. Shimon agrees. The thing underneath is a tougher thing on top. Whatever thing on top is, the thing on bottom lies is also inside the studio bosses.
Not from before Shabbos.
Nothing to do before Shabbos.
On Shabbos, it's
what do we do? We'll get to that. Yeah, but the studio of Tiltos also.
Before Shabbos, you agree that the idea is also missing?
Yeah.
You don't think it's missing?
Yeah. Sipes. Sipes is a sugya where you have this halacha where something is dachi, however, mice it's chazi. And Muhammad's four different cases over here of the negate of food where something was dachi, but mice it's chazi. The first case he has cases of tmorm and shkedim, a person didn't put away for schayra. Explains to Meshabrua, even though it's in for schayra, people always have das upon what they think they have around to go eat. And therefore, since it's chazi, it's not muksan Shabbos. The second case over here is when they have this chitim. They put inside as seeds in the ground. So it says that Mechaber, since it's not take root, if it's not Mokso, it's Chazi. Explains the Mishabur, but it's Nai Api the Mi'iri, the Loch is Dafke, but it's not covered with offer. Covered with offer, you have a Bayah over here, and also, but Nai is not take root, and you have a Chir Chatz over here. A third case is you have this Beitza, they put Bedas, the Tanagal, on top of it, in order to grow it into a Froyach. So it's Dach B'Yadayim, the circle of it's Chazi, if it's Mutter Tautel. A fourth case over here is you have this case of these tamarim that you gather together and they're not ripened yet. But some people eat them when they're not ripened yet. And you put them inside a basket for them to go ripen. So you are doichel, but since some people eat them, it's chia v'chazi, certain people live in this situation, you'll not eat them even though before they get ripened. Now, Kamung Mechaben, he says, that's the case where you have dochi. Unless you have a case of Dachi, Vulloichalzi, the Gemara's words, and the Lachim Lachim is Gregus Vitzimuchim, basically you put in a place to go dry up. The Loch is when you take these grapes and turn them into raisins over here, you put them on the Muksa, on the backyard over here, it first comes to be Masriach, and therefore no one comes to able to go eat them. Then, a week later, people are able to eat them. So, one for me, in a case of Loichalzi Klal, since you have two things over here, Dachi, Vulloichalzi, therefore it's Mukso. Now explain to Mishmur up here the Gemara. I mean, even if you put them in a place in the Mukso in the backyard over here, and you eat them the whole entire time, even in the backyard, then they come Shabbos, you stop, Maisid, Nichol Geder of Dachi Vilachalzi. But he says, Lav Dachi case in the backyard. You can go to the roof, with the same exact halacha, with the cancer over here, for your Dachi Vilachalzi, and therefore you put them on the roof, they go dry up. Also, be Nichol in the category of Dachi Vilachalzi, and therefore you be Mukso on Shabbos. What level of Mukso? Again, Mishmur is very clear. Like a rack over here, has no use over here. Like a case of Evan over here. Mamshuk Ramah, it says, Bloshi Yeshurimim, that this whole halacha is only negate to Yehudi. And negate to a guy, when he has these gregers with Tzimuchim, should be other than Maisit's mutter. Now, even though he says Bloshi Yeshurimim, explains that be halacha up here the El Yapo, Rab Daku, Pershitin's degrees, I read on the Klal. Yishayim usually it says it could be, because only one sheet among Yishayim says it, Rab Daku, other Yishayim disagree over here. Now, what's the side over here? Explains the Mishnah Berurah, the Maharam. The side over here is that what makes something Muksa is that based upon the Das of Yisrael, then Goyim Lomaisa, like Mingidus Katsoi, the Das of Goy doesn't have Mingidus Katsoi, not Makats Das, they have no Shabbos. So anything based upon the Machshav of a person, by Yisrael, by Goyim Lomaisa will come along to be Mekel. Mashenkin said the Chavetz Chaim. Something about Etzem is Muksa, the Chepsa is Muksa, nothing to do with who owns it, the Das of the person. That by Esrim should be a problem. And therefore, even by Goy will be Muksa. That means the Mishmur will be Mechalik, whether it's Mitzan the Chepsa or Mitzan the Gavra. If the son is Mitzan the Chepsa, even by Goy should be case that's Muksa. Mashaik, it's something Mitzan the Gavra, the Machshava. By Goy has no Machshava, he's not going to ask you to do it on Shabbos, therefore, it will not be Muksa. Then it comes out, according to Mishmur, he speaks out five cases that even by Goy, the Mice will be Muksa. He says, for example, let's say something in Banish Mosh is Mukhabar. So my son, the Chetzer Shabbai, even though it came along with going disconnected on Shabbos, still since by Etzim was not where Ben Ashmoshes, therefore even the gate of the payus of a guy, the mice will be Muksa. Sending something to Mechuzet Seder, came along with the Kula on Shabbos, since the Chetzer Shabbai had a bay over here, even the gate of guy, by yourself, will be a case of Muksa. Same thing the gate of Noilad, the son, the Chetzer, will be Muksa over here. Same thing by Muksa Machmas Kufoy, guy has a case of Rax. He has money over here, even though it's his chepitz, but since the chesed of the chetzer shabai, negated, even though it's his kli, by a yisrael, by a muksa. If so, says the Mishnah Berurah, even gregus and simuchim should be the same thing. So chesed means what? The chetzer shabai. Maisa dochi, v'loi chazi klal, therefore the loch should be, even negated, a yisrael, should be muksa, a gam the great owns it. I, the maisa, now came along and said, by gregus and simuchim, the loch is not that way, by gregus and simuchim, the Matas of Mishabu and the Shayatsiyan, it must be, it means a case where it's Chazi, Beloy Chazi, the Loch and Sifrei. It's not a case of Goyim, it's Mukh, Beloy Chazi, Klal. That's Iraq. Even by Goyim, it's Mukhzo. And that Echnam, that'll be the correct Loch. When it's Chazi, Beloy Chazi, then we make about the case of Goyim. Therefore, one of the two cases that comes out of the Mishabu depends upon Makhshava by the case of Goyim. It says either number one, Goyim, it's Mukhim, in the case of Chazi, Beloy Chazi, Sifrei, and number two, the Sayyid of Migdas Katsoi. Migdash Katsoi may catch it out, push him away from that. That, based upon Machshava, when the Goy has it, he loses Ner Er Shabbos, and it comes Shabbos, and the Ner of the Goy goes out, there won't be Migdash Katsoi, and even though we pass back a view to be Machba, but now in this situation, was negated clear of a Goy. Sifkim on the Sugya about negated something not be Muksa, Mechetzi Shabbos, meaning an entered Shabbos was Chazi. On Shabbos, it became Loi Chazi. Then on Shabbos, it went back to being Chazi. It means Chazi, V'loi Chazi, V'chazi. The Gemara has a question. Ma'aseh Kamal V'Rishon, the Poskim Pasim Kulo, says in Mechaber, whether the negate is a total, whether the negate is a achilo, since Chazi L'Terah L'Maiseh it's mutter. However, speaks out the Mechaber, this Dafk again, when it was not Muksa Ben Ashmoshes. I mean, just not into Shabbos, it was Chazi. Went to Shabbos, Muksa, the Yev the Sigur, and Megidus Katsai. Explains to Mishabura what's the lotion of whether it's a chilo or it's a total. Says, let me boy, none of the case negated is a total, a bad person should be making chazi, or like chazi or chazi, and a back to be chazi. In the case of it's a chilo, might think to be more machmer, Kamashmo is still a mice will be making. For example, says the Mishabura, in the case over here, we have raisins that are really complete raisins. Then comes along the rain and goes on top of these raisins. They blow up, they're like chazi at all on Shabbos. Then came out the sun and dried up the raisins. So went to a case of being Chazi when it entered Shabbos, and in the middle of Shabbos went to Chazi, went back to being a case of Chazi, the Bible said it's not Muksa. However, the case of when it was Ben Ashmoshes, it got blown up, the rain came up on it, and you have the Sigur of Minginus Katsai over here. The wisdom of Kovah, the enemy, we look at Ben Ashmoshes, it means down up in the Chayadim, the Gemara and Be'ah, the Pasuk in the Torah, Voya Be'ah Mashishi, Rechida Sheriviu, Yoda Mashishi, things have to be prepared, and therefore we look at Ben Ashmoshes, things are prepared then. Maiso will not be Muksa. If they're not prepared, then we have a Sigur of Minginus Katsoi. Building upon this Indian, that we see the idea that we look at Ben Ashmoshes and the idea of Chetzi Shabbos, coming to Mishnah Berurah, and then Mishnah Tan to discuss what's the loch in the Geirta, a second Shal Milo. How to go use it after the Milo, what to go do with it, it's in your hand, Chutz against its Muksa. So first, as Tan brings down the Mashal, the Mishnah has been saying to it, the Mashal sounds like that since Be'esem, the second Shal Milo has a use of Heter, cut vegetables with it. And Bethlehem, it's it's made for meal over here, and you can go plant, go do meal on Shabbos, the kids doing the meal over here, it comes along that the halacha is the only reason to answer at muksa on Chatzis Shabbos. There's no muksa on Chatzis Shabbos. And therefore, even after the meal, a person has the right to go do whatever he wants with it. A chiddush on the mashal, it sounds like it's a kli heter, the miyachet for meal in between chazi, v'loi chazi v'chazi. And therefore, it's kli heter. Come on, my father's asking, Natasha has a question, what do you mean? Be'etzem is sarkis. Be'etzem is something made only for meal over here. And everyone knows you cannot do meal by Laila at night. Therefore, what happened? It entered the Shabbos of Loi Chazi. So the next morning, being Chazi, so what's halacha? Should be disconcerting. The mice should be muksa over here. Come on, Natasha says, for this reason, the mice is muksa. What are you going to do with it? He says, in the room, we can hide it. Now, sounds like why the matter is going to hide it. Being Natasha to muksa, sounds like, because if so, it would not be matterate. In Chalosah, people won't want to do meal on Shabbos. It sounds like we gave a head to Kula, they have a right to Matsnia, the second in the room over here. Atzad HaShlishi, the Magen Avraham says, Beki wants to agree to the Taz, how he goes to Shitosai, that he holds Halacha and Simon Shinches of Gimel, as once you have any muks in your hand, you go put it wherever you want. So it's very simple. You do the meal, you have a second in your hand, so put it wherever you want. In the room, out of the room, put it wherever you want. No problem here. Mamshu, the Mishnah Berurah says, but let's say the person after the meal, he himself is doing the Priya, you're not mechabit somebody else to go to the Priya, you yourself are doing the Priya, so it's very hard to do a Priya with a knife in your hand. I wouldn't advise it, I wouldn't try it. So what are you going to do then? You put the knife down, do the Priya, and the knife, you can't pick it up anymore. So he said, in that case, he gives you an Eitzah to go give it to somebody else. So when you hand to another person's hand. They do point out, we discussed, we learned the Sugya and Simish and Chesed of Gimel, that according to the Magen Avraham, when you have muksa in your hand, Halacha, you put it wherever you want. You have a heter to give it to somebody else. We pointed out there is a heter over here by Milo. They say maybe it's a heter of Yuchid of Milo. If not, maybe people will not want to go do Milo. Lav Daf gave a clear act from Mishbura. And in Chalamet, there is a Taisha Shabbos. He wants to ask her, but Claudius. He wants to say, a body cannot hand it to somebody else. Maybe with Milo you can, but other times you cannot hand it to somebody else. It sounds like you would have heter. He says, words are, I can put it where everyone to be, where this being protected.
That's the person himself, the
developer's
person.
Right? No, it goes on further. Read the words. It goes on further. It says, you can put it wherever you want. He says, wherever is Mishnamer.
That's also more to that.
But here, he can even give it to somebody else. No, the Taz says only in that room.
That's
not room. Do you hear it? Don't say that room. But another point over here, he says, but let's say you put it down. You did not give it to your friend. And the chashash of come to steal the knife, kolshkein to be a chashash of the children around tell the sugya of something being dangerous over here. Echanami, you have to learn the sugya of the Hilchos Milah, Veisamachov, the Meister, I'm over there, is Mekel, the Shachar there is Mekel, says you can't be metal to the Sakin, therefore when you stop with the Evid, you're right to metal to the Sakin.
So if he drops it, he can
pick it up? It drops in and do what? It's dangerous? Yeah, again, the way Mishmur ends off?
It's not dangerous. But he intended to put it, but in the meantime, drop that
on his hand. When the Mishmu ends off, if someone can steal it, yes. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, you tell them to go for it with your hand.
No, but he didn't intend to put it down there. He dropped it.
According to the Sugi in general, and get to Magen Avraham, discuss that if you drop something, you can't pick it up. There's a Benish Chai says you're allowed to. We spoke about that, he wants to make it. That any rock which was behind you, drop, pick it up. Pasha, it's a new tilt to look for that should be also. Sift out of the case when a person has muksa that he thinks is muksa, but it's really a chasar nidia. There, for example, the case of the mechaber, a person has his gregus with tzimuchim, he put a doch b'idayim, and it was not chazi. Maisa, right now it is chazi. It was dried up, and it's going to be a case of raisins over here. You can't eat them. The question is, since the baal does not know about it, since he's mekatz das, maisa, maybe it's muksa. Says the mechaber, explains the Mishnah Berurah, that he was mekatz das until they get dried up. Maisa, they are dried up. So they build upon this a choice in Chesmin to get to Muksa, not in the get of being Mekatzah Das. Because the Mekatzah for something that's Osir, and this Betzim was not Osir, Betzim is Roy, then was not Muksa on Shabbos. So then he's been mounted on the Sukkah Grace with Tzimuchim, Mokhozi, Bolei Chozi. That means Betzim, a case over here, these Grace with Tzimuchim are these dates over here, and these Mason over here, that are not fully dried up, they worry and not really that much. Some people will eat them, some people will not eat it. So Kamal the Muhammad says over here, Hasimona Lumaisa works. And therefore we go back to Halach and Sif Beis, with the Mosad over there by a Goy, Goy's Tzimuch Lumaisa works. When a Yisrael Hasimona works, he needs his Das. Then by Goy, Lumaisa did not need his Das. Again, it's very clear in the Mishnah, the reason why it works over here, certain people can eat it. If no one can eat it, back to Halach and Muxamach Maskufay, Hasimona does not work on Muxamach Maskufay. Building upon this, the Hamshach of the Sugya and the Gemara Bay over there discusses this whole idea is when it depends upon Shemayim. When you have to have the sun come out, draw up these figs over here, these dates over here. Mashiach in the case where it's Gorm B'nei Odom, then the question is, how do you look upon it? It says in Mishnah Berurah that even though we have a Kal Megidus Ketzoy B'nei Shemosh, it's Ketzoy L'Kulu Yoymayim, that's negated to only Gorm B'nei Shemayim. But something that we know is going to happen by person, an example, says in Mishnah Berurah, the Kolvay, you have a case of tomorrow, these dates over here, you put inside water. Er Shabbos, put them together. Kam Lom B'nei Shemosh, Loi Chodzi Kal. It's not worried for anybody. Should be a case of smoke stove. Do you know by tomorrow morning it will be turned into a case of petrol? A person can drink it, since it's Gorm B'nei Odom, since you know it's B'yodah, it's going to happen for sure that way, and since a person created that way, it's going to happen, Divot not nichol get a mukso. That means, again, very clear, we know something is 100% mukso B'nei Shemosos. We have a boiling hot pot that you cannot touch, but since we know it's B'yodah tomorrow, or any food that we know tomorrow might be going to be eaten 100%, it won't be nichol get a mukso, we can just get sorry, why it's called Gorm B'nei Odom. Sivar the sugya b'nechli ma'achalai. Based on the cloud, you know by now that someone has something that's also, you cannot put a kli that's hetter underneath it to camel it, because when the thing falls inside of it, now you move that the kli that's underneath it cannot be moved on Shabbos. What's the issa doing that? There are different reasons. The way the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here from the Torah, it's on the sugya of Saiser. Issa of Saiser. Mamshach the mechaber. However, a person can take a kli, and let's say your egg was laid and you want to protect the egg. You have a right to take the kli and protect the egg over here, number one. But number two, but tonight the kli does not touch the egg. 2 points speaks out of the Mishnah Berurah from these two yesodos. Number one, he says over here, you can take a kli, a bowl, and cover the egg over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we see over here, we do not pass like a Yitzchok. It says, ain't kli nittel, el tzav dar v'nittel. We don't pass like it. We have a right to take kli yeter and metatel it for something that's elsewhere. Number two, it says over here, but you cannot take this bowl and touch the egg. Why can't you touch the egg? If anyone says any more to me, they cannot touch mukso, it gets me very upset. Everyone should know you're allowed to touch mukso. Sir Amon, Sir Shlichasim Kimel, it's the Mechab and Sif Membeis. You're allowed to touch. So what we mean to say the loch is a person cannot touch it. He can move mukso. You're allowed to touch mukso. So come over here, the two Mahalchim, the Tazim of Avrom, the Chumut Hadeshim. The whole din of a person can't touch mukso is only the Sark Dova Heter. Over here, why are you taking the bowl to cover the egg? It's to protect the egg. The egg is nailed on Shabbos, it's mukso. So the case over here is Negiya Letzorek Dova Osir is Osir Kulintaz Lamag Avram. Over here, Kabbal Gemishim, we went on the Machlokes a couple of times, but here he paskins. He says, we do not go like the Taz Lamag Avram, we go to the other Malach, the Malach like the Goyim, and the Magen Mishnah Be'etzem, and the Nesivis. It really depends the situation over here that Negiya Yuchlit an egg, that if you touch it, it naturally is menaneya, it naturally moves over here. In some of the case, we had to get to the candelabra, if you touch it, it naturally moves over here. Only specifically here, that naturally moves, you cannot touch it. But all other muksas, whether it's over is it served over here, you have a right to go touch the muksa. Since that is the case where we have mito, that's money on top of it, so the two cases in the mechaber. There's one case, where a person that had mito, has a mito, that money on top of it, either right now, or it had upon the banished moshes and it came off right now. Vloch is, it says, a machaber, a person that cannot be metatlet, whether mitzad asugya and migin is katsoy, or because there's money right now, and therefore, it's just like the money is also, it's like gufa mekoymai, the mitel is also also, says Ramah, let's say gufa in mekoymai. And the machaber says, love that case of money, any muksa machmas gufay that's on top of the bed, the Vloch will have this category, it's a bosses, a bed of bosses, and therefore the rack cannot be moved, tzad gufa mekoymai. Or did the bed cannot be moved over here? Now the Mishmur says, how in the world did the money mice get on this case in the bed over here? Bishlam is the banished washes of the Seder. The Mechaber says, even if it was not the banished washes, it came by itself. How did it get there by itself? It says, there'll be a locha up places. The case is, it came through a guy, a case of a cotton, on Tassi Sol, and that's how it got there. Now once it got there, the question is, can a person be menarit on Shabbos? That means it came on Shabbos. The Lochin that came on Shabbos says, Mechavi cannot be metalkalit. If a person comes on to Menarit, comes to Bialocha, and he sends it to the Mag of Rom and Timish and Ches of Kot Nun. Over there, it's Machlokes Tosfos for the Balamor. Is there a boss on Shabbos? Kuhn Tosfos, there is a boss on Shabbos, for the Balamor, there is no bosses. Therefore, there is Mutter. Then he sends you to Reish Samachai, how the Mag of Rom over there paskins. He paskins like the Balamor. Then it will come along, the Lochin is, it was not the Benish Moshes. The person has the right to be Menarit. This is one of the Makaris who received the Mishnah Berurah. That the idea is that negate the sugya of bus on Shabbos. There is no buses. Negate to walk only near, not negate the sugya of total avir. Like the Chaznish, Pshat, and the Balamor. Yes. He did. I don't know if you like to tell him to move books. You like to tell him to move a cliche of books about the school for you? Yeah, you can talk to him and come, you like to tell him. It doesn't say he told him, it's only he did it by himself for a Yisrael.
It's
Nichla,
no?
Yeah, again, Nichla, but he did for the Yisrael. It doesn't say he told him, but it could be, in any case, he told him. It could be. You have to tell him when he's allowed to go tell him. Now, come to Taz, we're talking about the Meshavua, the Machamon say, this whole entire Lacha was saying that a person cannot be Metapolo. That's only a case of Meniach. In case you're shocked, you get all buses. First you have to Menarki, Menarik, then the person can be Metapolo. The second kind of the mechaber over here is a case for character where a person was miyach in the mita for mois, and therefore, even though there is no money over here, and there was no money upon a ben shmoshes, but there was money during the week, loch is what's the gate to the bed over here? Says the mechaber, the loch is a person. The bed is meisin not mukso. And the Gemara says it is mukso. Yes, the Gemara, as Beis Yehuda explains, he understands machlik of Huda and of Shimon, like we said in Sif Aleph. And Machlokes Yehuda and Shimon, might as well be passing like Reb Shimon, that Mita Shemach Lomois is not Mokso. That's the first Shito. That's the Mechaber. Come on, Gemara, and he brings down the Cholkim, he disagrees, and says, no, that Gemara is even according to Reb Shimon. And therefore, the Lach over here is that a person cannot be on top of the bed. Who does he have? The money pouch with the money inside. Again, the money is not there anymore. It's just a Miyachin for it. Therefore, the Lach is a Gnichel, the category of Klish Shemach Lomois. It's also the Metatel, even Tzad Kufay, Umakaymai. He said if you want to undo it, you have to rip it apart. Explains to Mishagruha, he's went to a Mises, the battle, the Mises they did at the Machshava, to undo this clear over here. Asana Shlishi, Kamalu Mishagruha, points out, look at the Makar, with Kamalu to Aseret, Tresus and Rosh, descending to the Sugya of Chasarin Kis. And therefore, number one, Machava says Kli Heter. Number two, Rava says Kli Iser. Number three says Mishagruha Chasarin Kis over here. Why could the person Machbid only to use it for money? Person Machbid only negates his bed or negates his money pouch. With a classic example, they say today, person has a tzedakah box. Tzedakah box, people put inside money. A guy does not put it, getting ruined, but that you tell people, we put money inside, that's all we do with it. It will have a category of nichol, the idea of chasarin kis. A guy is empty. A guy, there is no money inside. Once a miyachid put money inside, nichol together of being muksa chasarin kis over here. Now, Mishmu does go on further and say, but let's say you have this money pouch, and it says, Bizman Zer, people are not makbid upon it. You put pieces of paper inside and other things inside. Say, Chlami, it won't be under the category of Chasarin Kis, be back to the category of Kli Shemlach L'Isser. He does point out, according to the Beis Meir, he says that in Mishnah Brua, the Shai Tzini, he points out the Beis Meir is making even more than that, that when we learn the Sukkim Chasarin Kis, we declared, do you need the halacha of being Miyachal Le'imokin to have the Chum of Chasarin Kis? We point out Lachum Yachal Mokum is only a sibo, is only the a simin, not a sibo. The Shaitzino we put down the basement another way. He understands Chasar Kis is you have to be Miyachal Mokum in this object. If you're not Miyachal Mokum for your camera, the expensive camera, it won't be Chasar Kis. Again, Mishmur is saying that's the basement sheet, it's not the hour sheet. But he does want to start that to this side over here, that you have to have the side of Miyachal Mokum, otherwise, not enough to get a Chasar Kis over here. Come on, Gemara, and these first what came out over here that meet Miach Lamois, they're bigger three sheetahs with our Sofo. I mean, come out Mechabah is Klisha Machleter, the Amos Klisha Machle Isser, the Mishavu holds a Chasar Kis. When you're not Machbid, then everyone agrees it's not Chasar Kis. It's either Klisha Machle Isser, called Mishavu and Ramal, according to Mechabah is Klisha Machleter. Building upon this, going further, you have this money pouch that Miach Lamois, and it's being sewn on now to your baguette. The question is, how do you look upon now your pair of pants that has a money pouch that's sewn onto your bag over here? So he says, in the case where the money was, when this pouch was maniach inside, and then you came Shabbos, you have it over here, what to go do? He says, if there, the loch is that if you take out the money, and therefore the kiss and mice is bought to your pants over here, if the loch, a person has a right to go wear his pants. Back to Mishavua, even if you not take out the money, still the pouch should be bought to your pants. He says, Nafkamina is, if you don't take out the money, by yeah, you cannot go out to Ushishu Abim, then you cannot wear it because the money's inside your pants. But he says, another Nafkamina, let's say a person not makbid what goes inside of it. Therefore, we're saying over here that a person not makbel won't have the chum of chasar kitz over here. That's his first case. His second case, says Ramah, is a case where you have the money pouch sewed to your pants, but it's a case of shakach over here. Once you shakach, the lucky lavim tapel won't be nechnasugil bosses. And then a person in Maisa that if he has money inside, come with money, says he cannot wear it. Why can he wear it? Because the sugya might be go outside and carry it over here. Once you take out the money, the Maisa, then you can wear it over here. Now, if you put it in the money, but that's inside your pocket, then come the sugya bus over here. Therefore, the law will be that even though it's mutter to metaltal, your pants over here, but your pocket, that whether the money is stayed inside, you cannot put your hands inside the pocket. When the money came out, you shook it out, still you cannot put your hand inside the pocket, because the pocket comes in the case of a bus over here. The really what it means that comes out, where the person discussed there are different types of pockets you can't have. And it comes out from the Shibur, the Maravam, three different cases. There's number one, the case of your standard pants pocket. Let's assume our pants pocket are the same thing with Chazal discussing, same idea over here. What's the look in that case? You have money put inside. So basically, if you have money inside, the look of the mice, you cannot wear your pants. That's why you can't wear it. One, inside the sugi, you might be like so, carrying things outside. Number two, even if you take out the money, the look is you cannot put your hand inside the pants pocket. Your pants pocket will literally get it up bosses. Number three, the mice, your pants, the mice are on. What? Oh, yeah. Number three over here, it comes along that the look is your pants are not muksa. You want to put away your pants, you're allowed to. Can't tell your wife you can't put away your pants. That means put away your pants, you can. Number two, you cannot wear them. Number three, even take out the money, so then you can wear them. The law says you cannot put your hand inside the pocket over here. Number four, says the Mishnah Berurah. But still, if a person wants a tautel, the chatchila shouldn't be menar. So it brings down that the Magavram said up to the Rambam, the chatchila still be menar. The Gavram points on the Sharet Tzion, because Egil says that twice in the Rambam said not to be menar, that's the steam of Sapaiskim. But the chatchila person should be menar. Now, I heard certain people try to do aloha maiso, build upon this aloha. They say, let's say they want to be not a chila yid, they want to be a eved yid, build upon the Mishnah Berurah. Can a person on Erev Shabbos, but let's say he wants to go to Kaisel, he wants to come back after Shabbos with a taxi, so you can put money inside his pocket. So he says, let's go with the assumption, there's tumul over here, but as man is there, we have an Erev. So is there a chash, are you not wearing your pants with money inside right now? Now, all the law says, that's why it's also, because you might go outside and carry. So let's go with the assumption that wherever you're going to end up going, there's always going to be a place that there's no bayam sansug of Erev. Others want to argue the point, say, we won't have this hatter. Well, let's say you go to the Mahalach of Grosso and Taino, they won't have this problem. Number one. Number two, can I wear the pants with the money inside? I'm glad I can. Number three, Mishmur says, L'chatchila to be menarian is about like a steam of some ice cream. You know what? So there's Shabbos, I put money inside my pocket, I'll go to the Kaisel. I leave more Shabbos, oh, you know what? There's money in my pocket. What do I do wrong over here? Maisa, what do I do wrong? What? No, so l'chatchila, I'm not going to be l'chatchila. I'm not doing with Mishmur's l'chatchila. I'll go like the steam is up by skim, kirega, bring down the Rajma, and places I make. Can you l'chatchila go do that? Put money inside your pocket, take your bus card with you, take your money, take your wallet with you. What do I do wrong? I'll make sure not to put my hand inside my pocket. I won't do that. I know I keep my hands inside my pocket. What? Put that bus, it's the hatta, get about what's more kosh. If you want, again, it depends on where you find what the Gedda Cheshivas is. And again, going on the swar that you hold it not to Menal Chathilo. Now, Avad, that's the Ruach Hashkofa. I've tried to explain to people why, but people who have this Hargosh over here, they seem to know enough Halacha to argue with me, but not enough Halacha to stand Halacha. No, that's not what we do. It's clear that that's not what we do. I'm just speaking out to people to know there is a happy out there, people from the stroller, they do all these different answers, which are hard to argue why they're wrong. But everyone understands why it's not Zilzal in the dealing with Halacha over here. A second case over here, negate to the pockets, is when you have the shirt pocket over here. That's not negate when it comes from the sugya, because shirt pocket is really part of your shirt over here. Different in this case over here, the person who puts something inside, first over here, Mishmur says, if you want to tautle it, you have a chiv to menar. That's the case of shokach, the case of meniach, the lochas you came with tautle the shirt, and all over here. The third case is a case when you have something that's neshmetes, let's say you have a cell phone hanging on your belt over here. That's a loch of a bus of buses. Then when they get to a bus of buses, not only cannot move the belt, you cannot also move your pants over here. building upon the same idea here, the get the jewels inside the table. We'll come out with the lock, and again, when you have a jewel that's attached to the table or not attached to the table, can you move the table? Again, based upon the Sugya Mukhni, the lock is in the Shemetis Gurim, the Shemetis in Gurim. The opposite way is over here. So let's say you have a jewel, the Maisa cannot come out. So the lock is in the Shemetis Gurim. The lock is one person can drag, he can always drag the table, but he cannot drag the jewel over here. That means in the Shemetis Gurim, meaning the table over here. Mash ain't in the case of the Shemetis, the jewel comes out fully. And now you want to move the table over here. The lock is when this is inside the drawer. The lock is, since it's a something you can't take out, this is a sugar of bosses, the bosses. Therefore, you cannot metatum, not the drawer, and not the table over here. Speaking of Mishibu, right now it's saying case when this only isser. But let's say in the drawer there's a case of isser, and on the table the case of het over here. And let's say the het is more closer than the isser. Let's make it the case of bosses, isser, the heter. So it's the Mishibu, any chanam, you want to move the table over here, be nichna category of bosses, isser. That's a mukhoshim, go move the table. Therefore, let's say you have a table over here, and you have a jewel with mukhs inside, and you want to put chalas on top, so you can go move it when the table is no problem. They do speak out, the Shari Tzion says, they get to moving through the drawer, says, I'm pre gonna, that's a suffix. Maybe the drawer, who says the head to go back inside the drawer, maybe the drawer only has isra by itself. What? We spoke out then, two different shittas. Now, if you forget it here, Keter Shokach, about the Chiv to Menorah first, in general. Now, this is a case where you have a drawer that says, speak on Mishmur, which is Yuchat HaMukhsa inside. But let's say you have a drawer that's made to have Heter inside, it happens to be you have Isser inside. So now the question is, can you go move the table? So it sends you to the Chayodom, it says a Chiddush over here. And now the table is Betim holds what? The drawer, which is Heter. And in the drawer, there's Isser. So the table is holding Heter v'isser. I mean, the whole time is saying over here, he machm on the table, when the Jew is made to hold isser. But let's say the Jew is not made to hold isser, made to hold the heter, then the table is a bustle isla heter, and then maybe you can move the table with tzorachin. You can do with tzorachin over here. One last point in this long Mishnah Berurah, he says, he said from the Chayodom, that you have Ezer Putas up here, Shulchan, since there's no chshivs over here, they would not turn into bosses. Therefore, a person has the right to go move this shulchan over here with no problem. Sukhas, which was yesterday, the sugya of something is bosses of the isser leheter. So the Chacham basically says, it really depends. If the heter is mukhoshim the isser, for example, you have ashes that already are burnt from Erev Shabbos, therefore they're not mukhsa, you want to use them to cover up the red, cover up the tzoya. In that situation, even though you have shiva eitzim, since the heter is mukhoshim the isser, lochin can be mutatl. Mash enkin the situation with the isser mukhoshim the heter, the person cannot be mutatl. Speaking of the Mishavua, this case is dafku when the ashes were burnt before Shabbos. Let's say they're burnt on Shabbos, and now you left with ashes over here, and now they're ready to cover the work of the tzaya. He says, now it's another gomer. Avad et smukso. Let's say you had before Shabbos, you had ashes, and on Shabbos, you're burnt, you have more ashes. So you have ashes again that got mixed together when they got burnt. What's the halacha in that case? So he speaks out that usually we have a klal. We have Bim B'minai on Shabbos that Dov Shishnu Matim Apilu B'Elefai Bottle, they shall all be Osir. That's only a situation when it's a case that's Nicker. You have ashes that are Heter, ashes that are Isser, the Nicker, got mixed together. Here the ashes that Shira Eitzin got burnt together inside with the ashes that were there before him, so it's not Nicker. Once it's not Nicker, there was Bottle B'Raiv. Devei speaks out, but let's say you have a case of rainwater that came off the trees in Nisan, and they fell into a bucket that had water from before Shabbos. So now you're mixing water with water. Rainwater is nailed on Shabbos. The water in the bucket is water before Shabbos. Over here, it's nicked the water beforehand. Therefore, you have water mixed together with water. Water that's rainwater that's nailed. The loch is, remember, mina, I feel, but alkali bottle, but it's not a or double sheesh no matir. It says, mind my light from the name of this. Water. Same thing, same one.
The Luma is something new. What was created on Shabbos?
Rain
was there. It was just put together.
I don't think so. That's what it says. Now, in the halacha over here, it says, Muhammad says, the case over here when the heter is more chashuv than the iser, medayik in the shibur, but let's say shnei moshavim, says the Shari Tzion, whether they're both not chashuv, both are chashuv, Look at the come to be machmer, because you always have to have the hetter mulchash in the case of the issa over here. When you say the hetter mulchash in the issa, you go after the alma or after the person himself. So I'll be swearing, you say go after the alma. So it says the Magarvam, first the Gemara of Kartan Bei Rebbe, the Maisu, go after the day, the person himself was choshen the get to him. Now, coming to the Chabad, says this whole time Hedra is saying to go move this shovel with his ashes inside in the Shiva Eitzim. He says, but it's not that a person cannot over here shake out and take out the things over here of the ashes he wants over here. Or in the case he needs the shovel. Otherwise, let him shake it out. Explains the Taz, the Mishabura. The case over here is, Betzim, they have these ashes that are very small pieces. And the Shiva Eitzim, or this Pchom, are also very small. And since physically you cannot separate one versus another, that's why you have a Hedra go metalkal. Otherwise, so the loch and simon should test of gimel. You have karkolo that has peris, and you have a case of evan. The loch over there is pour out the whole entire thing and take it up, and take the peris and put it back inside. Here, since you do not have an option, that's why we're being makel, letting you go be matatul over here, this shovel without shaking things out. Now the Magavam is meisiv and says you don't really have to come onto that. Once it's a tircha, it's kain the idea. It's not possible. Meisiv Mishmur disagrees with that. The Sharatini points out. And Simon Shintas, he says, no, it's a Tircha, be Matriach. Now, luckily, it's not possible. And for that reason, the mice over here come up to tell a person, if you're right to take a shovel with everything inside, it cannot be mounted out. Or in a situation, with Sarkhman climb over here.
Where is
Shatzi? Shatzi is from Lamed. So I'm not quoting the Mokka from. Simon Shin Yod. I'm wrong? Says it. It's a cotton. It's a good Lama Gimel, actually. Lama Gimel, yeah. Now, coming to the Mishabur, being the Mogarum, that even a Tzadiyah Mechiv to Menar, that's only in the case you won't close a Hefzid. The case of close a Hefzid. Akhlami, you also have no Chiv to Menar over here. Now, this whole entire case saying no Chiv to Menar is you not need, not discuss you want the shovel, you want the ashes, or other things. Well, let's say a person wants a shovel. They're not going to be Menar the ashes out, be Menar the Shiva Eitzim out, and go take the case of the shovel over here. Also, says Ramah, if you're able to Menar, you have to come Menar. Otherwise, again, the call is very simple. It came Menar and Sarah McConway, then they have a right to be Metakal over here. Now, the Ramah ends off, this whole time, Lachah was saying to go move it, is that in a situation when a person did not only have the Isser, he had the Isser and the Het over here. Otherwise, you only have the Isser, it's also the Metakal. What exactly does that mean? Explains him, Shruah, Pi the Taz. That means the situation over here, when it was only on Ben Hashmosh's Isser, then afterwards you want to put Heter there, then it would not work. Can we look at Ben Hashmosh's? Mean is concerning Ben Hashmosh's, it's concerning Kuli Yomai. But let's say in Shabbos, came along the Muks and went on top of the shovel over here on Shabbos, then what's Halacha on the bus on Shabbos? Again, Mishmur says, what's Halacha? Also the Talatol. They point out, the Taz is against the Balamar. Mishmur brings down the Taz over here, that when a bus comes on Shabbos, also the Talatol. What's the eats over here? Over here, then says, what do you go do? Put Heter next to it. And the Heter is Mokhosh and Isser, then he can't be Matal because he can't be Menar in the situation. That means it comes out. What is the last halach that you say to the Ramon there is, what's Benish Moshes, Minish Katsani. What's not Benish Moshes, you only have Isser, put Heter next to it, make sure it's Mokhosh, and that person can't be Matal.
See, all these hipshit that you're learning,
that's
going to make it
a spread. Yeah. So, one more line. Sif test over here, come with Mechaber and Paskins, and you have the same halacha in the gate, you have a box with money inside and a parish inside, has the same exact clone in the gate, halacha and Sifches. If the money is not Iker, halacha is you have a right to Metatl. The money in the gate of Iker is Mokhosh over here, they have no right to Metatl. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to do Simon Reish Ayin test, and the end of Simon Shin Yud Aleph.